Have you by any chance felt the urge to change your external environment, to change your body after leaving the narcissist? For example, to change the orientation of the things, to change the color of the walls, or to entirely move to a different location? Have you felt an urge to shave off your hair, for example, and then felt lighter after doing it? If you have felt any of these or experienced any of these, there is a reason. Let me tell you what it is in today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the lesser known change you should let happen if you want to truly heal after narcissistic abuse. If that sounds interesting and you're eager to learn more, please make sure to subscribe before we begin, because as I always say, your subscription to the channel helps spread awareness about narcissistic abuse. Let's begin with the obvious reason behind wanting to change your environment. If the narcissist has been a part of this environment, lived in the same house, and has been around a lot, of course, these things are associated with them in one or the other way, and they are associated with your triggering memories. So when you wake up in the same house with the bed in the same direction, in the same orientation, and everything is the same, the only difference is the person is not here anymore, of course you're going to feel the same way. You're going to have similar emotions. Your body is going to react to the environment as if it is hostile. So you naturally feel like you should change it. Unfortunately, many survivors resist this change because they think they are overthinking about things, they are overdoing things. They do have this urge to go through the symbolic change, but they don't want to, because how it will be perceived and seen by others, and maybe it's not necessary, maybe I'm just making it up. But no, you have to. If you feel like you have to burn all this furniture, you do that without a second thought. I know it costs money and stuff, but I'm just saying, I'm giving you an example. If you feel like you need to completely redo the entire interior of your house, do that. If you feel like you need to move to a different location, a different city, a different state, a different country, do that. Don't stop yourself. I always say your environment plays a significant role in your healing process and in stabilizing your nervous system. If your environment is the same and you're going to therapy, you're properly doing the self-care routine and you're doing everything in your capacity, you're doing things people are telling you to do, and you still don't see a difference, then that means the environment is the same. Imagine this for a second. If you used to live in a big cage with a tiger who is not there anymore, but you're still in the cage, and now you're trying to just be better, you know, act as if everything is okay and you're trying to function better. Yes, to a certain degree you may be able to do that, but it doesn't change the fact that you're still in the cage, or you are in a place that looks like a prison. So it has to be changed. Your environment has to change first. Essentially, your environment has to be conducive for the change that you're trying to make internally. Your environment has to help you feel safe physically and emotionally, and then you will see how deeply you will heal and you will notice wonders happening. The other kind of change many people tend to want to go through is the change in their body. The one change that I've seen many people trying to make in their life is changing how they look. Some of them feel an urge to cut off their hair, to shorten it, to shave off their head. And they don't have a particular reason behind feeling that way, but they just feel it. And there is a proper reasoning. The reasoning is your hair has its own memory. Your body, each cell and fragment of your being remembers what happened to you. So it's trying to just shed it off. It's trying to just release it. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to just let go of the hair that carries all of the trauma, drama, and chaos. You should let go of your hair because that would also help you in your grieving process. By letting go of your hair, if you feel like you have an urge to do so, you'll be letting go of the sadness that it carries, anger, resentment, shame, self-sabotage, confusion, and I can go on. I have done that a couple of times, and I can't tell you how free I felt in here after doing it. I can't tell you how liberating it was. And of course, it helped my hair to grow and become thicker because I have created a lot of episodes on hair fall after narcissistic abuse and what stress does to our hair. If you feel an urge to entirely change your life, let it happen. Because healing is akin to being reborn. You're taking a new form with new perceptions of the world, of yourself. You're creating strong boundaries for yourself. You're empowering yourself. You're recognizing how strong and resilient you are. You are coming in terms with the fact that life is not fair and it has not been fair in any way to you as a narcissistic abuse survivor. You have encountered pure evil. So, of course, your whole outlook is going to change. Don't resist that. Let it happen. If you have a feeling that says you need to change your external environment, because if you do so, you will change your emotional landscape, then that is the first step you must take before going to therapy, before doing anything else at all. And I can assure you that is going to help in so many ways. If you have already taken that step, if you have changed your outlook, if you have changed your external environment, has it helped you? Let me know in the comments. Drop your experiences, and who knows, you may end up helping so many survivors in the process of recovery and healing after narcissistic abuse. What changing your external environment also includes is changing the people you're used to interacting with. I have seen a pattern in victims of narcissistic abuse. They also have narcissistic friends, colleagues, co-workers, bosses, in addition to having a narcissistic parent or a partner, because that is what they are used to. Now that you're waking up to your reality, you're recognizing what you have been through and what it is called and how it is recognized, you also need to let go of those relationships. Because if you're surrounded by these monsters, by these minions all the time, no matter how much you try to gain a different understanding and to wake up, you will still be chained to your past. You may be afraid of letting go of these people, of the old known friends who you know are very selfish and shallow, but they are just there because you don't know if you're going to find anyone else. Well, you will. If you could survive the devastating experience of narcissistic abuse, how can you not find good people? And the question is, are there good people? Yes, there are. I can assure you, I have a lot of them in my life now. I didn't have them before, but now I have. So I can tell you from experience, if you open your heart to those experiences, if you work on your wounds, if you have very strong boundaries, if you put that strength of your character out there, you're going to attract a lot of people who deserve to be in your life. What makes it extremely important to talk about changing the external environment is the freeze-collapse response that many survivors are stuck in. Freeze-collapse is when you're frozen internally. There's a lot of survival energy, but nothing is happening with it. It's the deer in the headlights. And at the same time, you're collapsing. You're falling apart. You don't know if you have that capability of going through that change. It feels so uncertain, so unreliable, unknown, out of your control, because this environment you have a control over, but this control is not serving you. It's keeping you stuck in this stagnant pool, and you may rot here. You will never ever grow. So for you to grow, you have to step in the sea. As scary as that might sound, you have to do that. You have to move through this freeze response, and then you have to step into the fight response. Let that warrior energy come up. Let your anger become your motivational fuel. Destroy it all, in a good way, of course, and then create a new life, a new space that has not been tainted by them. I hope you found all of this helpful. If you did, let me know in the comments. I'll talk with you in the next one. As always, until then, let the healing begin and continue.